Jobs' relationship with Lisa Brennan Jobs, his daughter with his first girlfriend Chrisanne, had frayed. She had graduated from Harvard, moved to New York City, and rarely communicated with her father. But she flew down to Memphis twice, and he appreciated it. "It meant a lot to me that she would do that," he recalled. Unfortunately, he didn't tell her at the time. Many of the people around Jobs found Lisa could be as demanding as her father, but Powell welcomed her and tried to get her involved. It was a relationship she wanted to restore. As Jobs got better, much of his feisty personality returned. He still had his bile ducts. When he started to recover, he passed quickly through the phase of gratitude and went right back into the mode of being grumpy and in charge, Cat Smith recalled. "We were all wondering if he was going to come out of this with a kinder perspective, but he didn't." He also remained a finicky eater, which was more of a problem than ever. He would eat only fruit smoothies, and he would demand that 7 or 8 of them be lined up so he could find an option that might satisfy him. He would touch the spoon to his mouth for a tiny taste and pronounce, "That's no good. That one's no good either." Finally, Eason pushed back. "You know, this isn't a matter of taste," he lectured. "Stop thinking of this as food. Start thinking of it as medicine."